Five. The one.
Potato!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go!
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into episode 647 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is September 5th, 2021. It's episode 647. That means it's episode 647. But we are on every week, every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. if you happen to hang out with those losers in the Central Time Zone. Just kidding. You're not losers. We are also on Twitch. We're on YouTube. We do an audio version of the podcast. So if you're listening to this audio-wise and you're thinking, wow, I could actually watch them live, you can. Come hang out. Get in the chat. Have fun. We love to interact with listeners. With that said, again, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And joining me today, two meat sacks, I've got Mark Wright.
Hi, Greg. Hello, everyone. Yes, this is the OC Podcast Fireteam Elite crew broadcasting live to the nation, to the world, in fact. Yeah, that's all I've got. Sorry.
Just noticing the chat. Somebody says, this feels like, by the way, episode 646. So did we somehow skip an episode? That's a question worth asking. I don't know. Maybe.
It says 647 on my screen. The show notes say 647. What does Restream say, Greg?
I don't know.
Restream says...
You're a dick.
Computer says no. That's yeah, 647. I don't understand.
Well, we're going with 647. So
why does it feel like 646, Martin? Because I went on last week, so it can't feel like last week's.
Yeah.
Answer me that,
right,
Martin.
Enough of that.
Answer me
Martin's
that.
Martin's already sidetracked the whole show. Jesus. Also on the show, Robin Tate, fresh out of Mexico, Ireland. Robin, how are you?
I'm ready to take on the world.
Hey, it's Robin Tate here in Northern Ireland. How are you today?
Arriba.
Oh, it's good to have you back. All right. Again, we are a video game podcast. We like talking about life as well. We are on the older side, so we do buy our own beer, and we like to have fun. So I do see we have a couple people in the chat. Martin, of course, I think also from the YouTube feed, I'm RLC, I think is the name.
I take that as I'm Rick. Because me and Robin can speak English, unlike you, Greg.
Yeah, we understand names. I've got a very tiny screen, asshole.
Ah, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm Rick. Welcome to the chat.
Loser.
Welcome to the show. All right, let's get on with this podcast. We're going to talk about some birthdays real quick. Jason Powell, he on the 10th is turning 22. Congratulations, Jason. You've gone 22? Back in time. Also, Darren Baddock.
He's older than me.
Baldock, excuse me. Darren Baldock.
No, he's gamer. An old fucker.
He is an old, yeah. Dear Lord, totally old. But on the 11th, for him, 31. 31 again. I don't know actually how old he might be, so maybe it's accurate. I don't know.
He's either way. Old.
Yeah,
he had his friggin' rusty trombone.
I don't want to talk about his rusty trombone. No. No. And I am Rick is confirming he indeed is I am Rick. So there we go. Yes. The world is correct.
Smuggling Coors beer from Texarkana. Those two boys, they do that with every big shifter in the county. You know that taking Coors across state lines is illegal. God almighty.
And Boomer's just joined the chat as well.
I just butchered
the past. Welcome, Boomer. Yes, you did. You absolutely butchered it because they don't have
Enos
Irish accents.
Enos Burdett, that's what it was. That's who. Enos Burdett.
And more importantly, Mark, let's play a birthday song, please. Or we have Robin sing, which I don't think we can.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you get two for price one there.
Boomer! In the house!
Boomer in the house, yes. All right, let's dive into some story time. There's lots of stories to be talking about, so let's get into it, Mark.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
All right. I feel like I should start with the most boring stories, which really falls on you, Mark, because technically there's nothing exciting yet for your story time. It's on the horizon.
What? Well, yeah, true. Yeah.
Yeah. But let's start with you, Mark. Right. What's going on in your life?
So I'll start in reverse order what I've put in the show notes. So new beginnings. So last Monday was my last day at my old employment. I've left there last Monday on Bank Holiday Monday. Yeah, no hands. And I start a new job tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that. 8:30 in the morning, I start my new job in a new place. Yeah. I'm a lollipop man. Main reasons for leaving your place. I really liked your place. I liked the people there, but it was a lot of hours, a lot of hard graft, and I'm getting old now. I don't want all that shit. It was mainly weekends, hence why I was only on the show like infrequently. So it was every Saturday, every other Sunday, nearly every bank holiday. All that's done now. I've got my weekends back to myself and my family. No more bank holidays. Nice and steady. I can just hopefully relax for the last sort of like 8 or 9 working years of my life until I retire at 60, because I'm definitely finishing at 60. Right. So, yeah.
Let's be honest. We filed multiple complaints on your behalf with your work because we were tired of you skipping every other weekend.
Yeah.
We've seen the YouTube videos as well, the undercover videos coming into your garage and how you treat people.
Oh, I've had all that. I've had mystery shoppers. Yeah, I've had all that.
Terrible.
Well,
congratulations, Mark.
Unfortunately, my years of being a male model are way past me. I've got I don't have a six pack anymore. I've got more of a beer barrel. But yeah, I'm sticking with the old mechanicking. Do what you know what you do. So yeah.
Mark. Dad bods are in.
I know. Heard. Yeah.
I mean, people like us say this. I know girls say it, but I think when they're talking about somebody that's old with a dad bod, I think they're talking about somebody that's 27.
That's still old for them, isn't it? Yeah.
So it's funny you're saying this, Robin, because yesterday I was out and about. We're listening to Larry the Cable Guy does a podcast, a news podcast, and we were catching up with that. And he was talking about how he was seeing what they called the fat mannequins to simulate real life individuals. And of course, part of that was when they had the fat dad bod, if you will. And you know what? I don't want to see that. And also I don't want to encourage that. I kind of stand with Larry was saying this. He's like, we shouldn't be encouraging people being accepting of being overweight. I mean, yes, it happens. People have medical conditions, whatever, but do we really want to encourage and be like, well, it's okay. It's okay that you gave up. Here, this is, I don't know.
So the hardest thing about this week has been moving my toolbox, because over the years, I've been in the motor trade over 35 years now, and I've accumulated lots of tools, lots of boxes I've like added onto it. I've got 2 roll cabs, 2 side cabinets, a top box, and a load of other shit.
The ladies do say you have a big toolbox.
I had to get Jay to help me with his, because he's got a Ford S-Max, so it's quite a big car with 7-seater. So we folded all the seats down in his, folded the seats down in my A4 estate, and we filled both fucking cars with toolboxes. We took the drawers out to lift them in because they were that heavy. And I've done my fucking backing this week. I had a week off, and I've got massive backaches. So I'm hoping it doesn't affect my performance to impress my new employer tomorrow, because that won't go down with the rule.
I have a quick question now. Yeah. Okay, so we're getting off the fat dad bods thing, but we're getting into the toolbox thing. Yeah. Why would you need to bring your own tools to the shop? Wouldn't they have tools for you to use?
No, I'm not in the UK. No, I can't fix a fucking car with no tools, Greg. No, in the UK,
you have to bring your own tools.
Yes, no, we're not in the US. We're not fortunate like that. Most garages in the UK, you have to have your own toolkit. I've got, I dread to think how many thousands of pounds worth of tools I've got now. Most of them is Snap-on boxes. I haven't tended to buy Snap-on much lately because it's so fucking expensive. I do like Amazon for my tools. I do buy the odd thing Snap-on. I've just got some new Milwaukee half-inch drive and 3/8 drive impact fuel guns. They are fucking ace, man. So, yeah, they're brand new, ready for my new job. I've got them on a special deal. So, yeah.
Do you have a hammer?
I have got four hammers, Greg, and a rubber mallet. So, yes, my toolbox is lengthy. Four hammers. If you ask a mechanic if he's got a hammer, if he says, yeah, I've got one hammer, he's not a proper mechanic.
That's the best. Best single line ever, by the way, is my toolbox is lengthy.
Yeah.
You just walk into a bar and throw that out there. Mark, you'd be very popular with the ladies.
I wish. All right, yeah, carry on.
All right. Oh, so yeah, Mark,
the other thing, yeah, new job. But apart from that, so I mentioned last time I was on, me and the missus finished all six or seven seasons of Sons of Anarchy. So we found a new series to watch on Netflix. It was 3 seasons long. And it was called The Fall, and it is a crime thriller based in Belfast, Northern Ireland. I said that fucking wrong there. And it's starring the voluptuous Gillian Anderson and what's his name? Jamie Dornan from 50 Shades of Grey. He's a serial killer in it, and it's really good. It's very tense, very gritty. The serial killer character is just fucking pure evil, man. He's pure evil. And he gets under everyone's skin, and it's just so well acted and so well played out. Very well worth watch. I think it's quite a few years old now. I think it was originally a BBC drama, but Netflix are showing it. So if you've got Netflix, it's worth a watch. We watched all 3 seasons in a couple of weeks. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And now we need something else to watch now. Another binge box set. So any suggestions, just ping them over on the WhatsApp. That'd be great. Right. Yeah, that's about it for me, really. Nice, steady week. Nice, relaxing week. Ready for the new job tomorrow.
Cool. All right. Robin, let's have it. What's been going on? Not a lot, right?
Yes, a lot has been going on. As you're aware, my time has been unbelievably limited. I've taken on a new role in work. I'm doing my old role in work, and my boss is off until October, and I'm doing his job too. So I'm all over the country now. I'm kind of crazy, and I'm not. There's not a minute in the day is food off the pedal right now. It is kind of nutty, and I have to admit it's been this way for 2 weeks now. And although it's been crazy, and I've had to literally schedule in time with the kids, schedule in time with Judith. That's sort of following it, very much following Derry. I've thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Mm. You've got to be careful about that. If it's prolonged, you can burn yourself out. Just be careful.
No. It's going to be nutty until the end of the year. And until my boss comes back on the 4th of October, it'll be nutty with his stuff too. So the 4th of October is the first point, and then end of December. I expect the new job. New job's going to be busy anyway, but yeah. It's just... not right now.
Yeah. If it lasts longer than 4 hours, please consult your doctor.
Ha! Because, I mean, you know, when you tried to schedule some game time with me this week and I just couldn't fit it in. And we managed to get a couple of hours the other night, which we'll talk about in a while. But,
yeah,
I mean, I was at the end of it. I was done. I was spent. But it's all good. It's all good at the moment. And I'm thoroughly enjoying myself. I have to say, I'm drinking tonight some... pineapple and salted caramel rum. Now, as I mentioned before, I really don't think this is for proper pirates. I think this is more for the Pilates crowd. I had half of the bottle last night, and this is the end of the bottle tonight because it's so friggin'... Oh, can you smell?
I like the salted caramel part. I'm not sure about the pineapple part.
It's like it's.
See, the rum and pineapple go perfectly together. The salty caramel is what I question.
All right. Okay.
No, This is magnificent, actually. Really magnificent. Okay, so that's that. My flight's changed for America this week. I was in a bit of a panic. I know my mate, Joe Biden, has to sort stuff out to let us in.
Don't go there.
Yeah. I mean, the last time I had a flight, it went
very,
very wrong.
How the fuck is he still president?
I have no fucking idea. How does he show up? Somebody sort of parks him up. Even fucking people that voted for him.
Does he even know he's president himself? I don't think he even knows who he fucking is anymore.
This is not a podcast, but the other fellow won. Anyway, yes, I mean, the last time I had flights, it went very, very wrong. I mean, the hostess came down to me and asked me if I wanted headphones, and I said yes, and how did you know my name was Phones? And they threw me off. But so stuff that I've been listening to while I've been on the road, because we've been on the road quite a bit. Florida Man, I've listened to the second book of Florida Man, and it was called Hogzilla. Now, Florida Man was this guy, and he's from the deep south of Florida, and everything that can go wrong with this guy does go wrong. So he likes to do a bit of blow. His wife is now a female wrestler. She goes under the name of something, but really it's AKA the Black Dildo is her wrestling name. He's really the lowest of the low. They have crack parties, and they love shooting hogs. And anyway, everything turns to shit, but he becomes the hero, and aliens are involved. It's fucking, it's unbelievable. Hogzilla is the second book. Look it up. Now, the first book was narrated by R.C. Bray, our favorite guy. And right. This one, and I automatically assumed that this one was going to be as well, but it wasn't him. But after I got over the initial shock of it, I started to giggle again because the content's that good. And then I realized that the narrator was the guy that done the I'm Off to Be a Wizard book about the wizards in medieval England who were computer hackers that went back in time. Oh, fuck. You never done those ones?
No, I do not know what you're talking about. Sorry.
Off to Be a Wizard. Oh, there's about five of them. They're brilliant. Really good.
Okay.
It's about these hackers all through time, and they find this bit of code. And it means that when they change the variable in the code, they get taller, bigger, richer. Anything they want, they can change this little text file, and it changes them. And then they all eventually, from the 70s onwards, all of them eventually get caught by the FBI. And all of the nerds all decide that the safest place to go to is medieval England to be a wizard. And they all stand up together, and they can be wizards. Anyway, it's good. Anyway, it was him, the narrator. Very, very funny. Now, Amazon. We're not sponsored by Amazon, but they also have a new thing with your sponsorship or your Audible subscription. They do this free library stuff. Now, and there's some fantastic series. It's not just the crap. But within there, I picked up a thing called a book series called Yesterday's Gone. Now, of course, R.C. Bray very much interested me. But this one has about six or seven narrators at the moment. So it starts off, and there's like a 5 minute or 10 section minute with R.C. Bray, and then it moves on to a different character and a different character. It's a not 100%. I'm a few hours in, but nobody's really sure what's going on yet. 99% of the world population has just went poof, disappeared, and good, bad kids, adults are left behind in small numbers, and it's their individual stories. I'm sure they're going to end up together. I'm sure there's some mysterious, weird shit going on, and I would think
if everybody disappeared, there instantly is some mysterious, weird shit going on.
Thanos, I blame Thanos.
Yeah, so Thanos, exactly. So, it's the Thanos tie-in.
Yeah. So click the fingers. So it's season one. So it's on that free thing. It's called Yesterday's Gone, and so far so good. It's very, very interesting.
Okay.
And the final thing I mentioned is I did get a Commodore 64 and a 1541 disk drive. Greg, probably above your head. You're below your pay grade. It's an old, like now, fuck me, 40-year-old console.
Yeah, I know the Commodore 64, but
yeah, we call it bread box.
Why comes to mind?
It's called a bread box. And then, so I had it, and I cleaned it up, and the old plastic came up perfectly with T-cut. Do you have T-cut? Greg, do you know what T-cut is?
No idea what you're talking about.
Okay, T-cut is polished for cars, and it has is it glass in it?
It's like a cutting, very fine cutting compound.
Cutting solution.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Car was dull, it takes off the dullness. Right. So I used some of that, and it brought these things up like new. And the disc drive was a real find. I mean, it's so rare now. But I didn't have any discs. So I've ordered in, it arrived yesterday, 20-odd discs for the Commodore 64. But the thing about it is, yes, if it works, great. If it doesn't, already the disc drive by itself is worth over $120 to $150 bucks. By itself, working or not. These things are so rare. And I was just looking at some of the other stuff that I have, and it's just amazing how these prices are going up at the moment for old classic consoles and computers. So it's going to be – I will try it out, because at the end of the day, there's a bit of rose-tinted glasses with all these stuff, because you can pretty much play all of the software on emulation. So, but it's going to be packed away and maybe displayed here for a while, but it'll be packed away with all the stuff and stored as for my boys to fight over when I'm gone. But I think you need to
deal with your boys. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Old classic technology is a good investment at this moment in time. Good investment.
No, have you? Are your boys still alive after the other day? Because I'm just saying there was some serious.
Okay. Frustration. All right. So out here. Was a separate internet computer network, right? So the night we were playing Aliens,
right?
The boys came in early. They have a certain time they have to come in, and they came in early. And why is this? They came in early. They never do this. We have to, like, tonight. It was like I walked in here. There was no verbal with one of them that was left. I just walked in here and went. Because it was time. But I came out the other night, and of course the network was down, but they never said, so that's why they came in. And we've had lecture after lecture after lecture about when you're leaving, because out here there are actually three Xbox Ones out here now. There's an OG, there's the Scorpio, the nice one, and then there's an Xbox One X. But the thing about it is, for some reason, the little bat boys pause the downloads in the download queue. So when I came out to play with these the other night, I had I'm working on my magic and my 4G SIM internet connection. Still no sign of anything out here yet because I'm out in the sticks. It takes like an hour and 20 minutes of me reading books to myself to do the download update to get playing with yous. I don't understand it. So, yes, I was ready for... And the most frustrating thing about it is, and probably a lot of us old folk with family and responsibilities know that our time is extremely limited for gaming. So I get a small window. And when you can come out and something goes wrong and you have to fiddle with your network for half an hour and do download updates. Anyway, we've sold one of them, and one of them has been cut up. One's been cut up and then put into the
server. I was saying Robin's got a new patio being built.
Cementing over.
Sorry, did you see that? The Australian.
Someone sent a picture in the front of Rosemary West, didn't they?
So, Greg, Fred and Rosemary West are these famous serial killers, right?
Okay.
They're pretty ugly sort of people. Sorry. Right. Didn't mean to insult you, serial killers. Anyway, for years and years and years, they've been killing young people and burying them in their back garden. That's where Mark's joke was. And there's this famous photograph of them. You imagine the big guy with glasses and the ugly woman, fat woman in the floral dress. 1970s circa photograph. Yeah. Well, that's the photograph the news show here all the time.
I've got it.
So somebody sent in to the Australian news about birthdays or nice things to happen. And the thing was, They read this out, and the news anchors went, yeah, and this is from Julie. This is from Julie, and she wanted to surprise her mom and dad, and it's their birthday, and they sent this old funny photograph of them, and here they are. Well, happy birthday. And it was the serial killer.
Oh, funny. That is brilliant.
Somebody's getting fired for that one. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't condone any sort of serial killing whatsoever, unless you're... Anyway, nothing to do with the American presidents whatsoever again. moving on. I've had a good, fun week. And I want to hear about you, because you're going to be a Karen.
Your stories.
You're going to be a Karen.
Possibly. So I'll start with some of the more mundane things. Fantasy football starting up. Have a number of different leagues I'm signed up to. Ironically, with my good nemesis friend, Gary DeFelice. Really looking forward to that. My final draft is going to be tomorrow for the last fantasy football league that I'm in, and then I will be good to go for the season kickoff on Thursday. In terms of audiobooks, Robin, you were talking about audiobooks. I happen to download through the Audible free books series, The Division. And it's a voice acted book.
Yeah.
So it feels like you're listening to a television production. They have a lot of good sound effects into it, and so it goes above and beyond just a reading.
Or that like Last of Us Part Two,
that right. One.
You listened to and watched. Yeah.
Seems yes. Right. Yep. Yep. Exactly. Same thing. It's been good. It's interesting because it feels very similar to, I don't know if you ever saw some of the mini episodes they did, the yeah. little mini videos for The Division. It feels very much in line with that.
Oh, okay.
But it is a fairly lengthy audiobook. So, I've been kind of getting through that, enjoying that so far. So good. Good news on my sister's front. She has been transitioned into the transition ICU. So,
sorry, I can't laugh at that.
No, you shouldn't laugh at that. My sister who suffered a ruptured brain aneurysm.
I know, but you talked about your sister's front. I'm immature.
Yeah, I know. Importantly, she's doing well.
And the transition as well, Robin.
She's Greg's got a 2% new brother now. I'm just ignoring him. 2% survivor. So, I cannot be more thrilled at her progress right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's nothing worse. Absolutely. I mean, cancer and such illness now seems to be around everywhere.
Oh, my God. Talking of cancer, Sarah Harding from Girls Aloud.
Girls Aloud.
39. Yeah. She fucking passed away today.
Fucking awful. And when it's so close as well, Greg, an aneurysm.
Yeah, brain aneurysm. Just it ruptured out of the blue. She was, I talked about this last week, but she had stood up. She was working. They were putting together a bed frame for their new house. She stood up, and it just ruptured. And she said her head felt like it went on fire, like it was the most severe, intense migraine she's ever experienced. And then her neck and back started to lock up. So those were all just obvious symptoms of something severely bad happening. Fortunately, she had the wherewithal.
Is that like a stroke, was it?
Yeah. So it's worse than a stroke, to be perfectly honest. Like I said, only 2% of people that suffer what she suffered from survive. So she was fortunate.
I hope they're going to take the bed frame company to court.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
The funny part was she was saying that she was there was a stripped screw that she was battling with, and she was bound and determined to beat that screw. And I informed her that the screw won.
Yeah.
Because the screw is still stuck in that bed frame. The most important part of all of this, though, is she is doing better.
It's
she
like is. A fucking open goal, Greg.
I know.
You can't do it, but you
I
keep
know.
On
I know.
Open goals.
Sorry. So, sister update, all good. Progressing, great. So yesterday, we went shopping. Now, some backstory here. About a year ago, we sold off our dining room table and chairs, completely got rid of it, and we didn't replace it. We have kind of gone round and round looking at things, potentially buying some, you know, a replacement table, but just haven't done it. And so we've kind of gone a whole year without the dining room table. And yesterday we were out shopping for kind of a few different things, looking at a few different things. And we went to a store called RC Willie, which is a very large. Yeah, I know. It's a horrible name.
That's two. RC Willie. It's a very large. Yeah.
Yes.
You bought please tell me you bought a roulette table with a cover.
No. Considered, but would passed on that. So we get there, and so just to give you the layout of the store, it's a very large furniture and electronics store. So they have, you know, different sections for, you know, the home, kitchen, living room, TV room, all that stuff. But they also have a clearance section in the back where you sometimes can just find like amazingly good deals. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to obviously check the furniture out that's back there, because sometimes it's been damaged and it's been returned. Other times, you know, it just didn't work for them, so they returned it, but it's basically an open box item.
Okay.
So we go back there first, and we find a table and chairs that we actually were like, you know what, this is actually in remarkably good shape. What was it returned for? And the guy said, well, they returned it because they said it was wobbly. He said, but sometimes we get a lot of people that return tables. They don't realize that they have the adjustable feet on the bottom to actually even the table out. And so we noticed, you know, there's a couple little marks on one of the legs of the chairs. But other than that, the table was in perfect condition. And this table set normally would go for about $1,700. And it was basically $900. So we were like, shit, you know what? I can live with a couple nicks on one of the legs of the chair.
Because you're going to do it yourself.
Yeah. So we said, you know what, we think we want this, and we're talking to the sales guy that comes out, and we said, you know, and he's like, well, I can start writing up for you right now. And we're like, well, we just literally got here. Is there a way you can hold it for us? And he said, well, I can hold it only for a couple of hours. He's like, without writing anything up. He's like, but I can do that for you. Why don't you go ahead, just walk the store floor, and then come back, and we'll get it done. We're like, okay, great. So we go out. We went over and we actually found a couple coffee tables that we liked, or end tables, I should say. And so we kind of dilly-dallied for a little bit, probably 45 minutes worth. We were going to get those coffee table and end tables. And then we go back to the clearance section to the sales guy, and he sees us coming. He's like, I'm so sorry, but I sold your table. We're like, what? Literally, we were speechless. Like, what do you mean you sold it? We told you to hold it. And he's like, well, I can only hold it for so long. And we're like, you said you would hold it for a couple of hours. And he's like, well, I'm sorry, but somebody wanted to buy it, so I had to sell it. I'm like, so we were livid, to say the least. And so, you know, we ended up talking to a manager. And, of course, they're like, well, we can give you a $50 gift card. I'm like, $50 gift card is a nice gesture. But that's not going to – I mean, we were going to save $800 versus buying it new, because it was basically – yeah, anyway. So needless to say, I wrote some letters yesterday. I happened to have the – I was able to connect to the CEO for RC Willie, so I sent him a nice long letter explaining what had happened, and we'll see what happens. But
why did you buy one brand new one and then send it back because it was wobbly?
And then just buy it off the showroom floor. That may be the tactic we end up doing. That's not a bad idea, Robin. But needless to say, that really, really just like crushed what was a really fun day. And that was the very last thing to happen, of course, in the day. And it just like took the wind out of everything. It was just like, you've got, but I mean, I've never, ever, ever experienced something like that. That'd be like going to like a car lot and saying, you know what, I think I want to buy this car, but let me test drive this other car, you know, but I'm pretty sure I want to buy this one. I want to just test drive this model. And then the same guy that takes you on the test drive turns around and sells it to somebody else.
I know.
Should have put a deposit on it.
Same thing happened to me with that Swedish pump, the used Swedish penis pump. And the guy said he would hold it for a couple of minutes, but he was talking about something completely different.
And moving on. Anyway, all right, let's talk about video games. Let's get past this. Let's go. Come on, Mark.
Oh, that's me, isn't it? Hang on. Wrong page.
Yeah, again.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
All right. Robin, since Kim is not here, I would like you to do your best Kim impression and talk about free games that we can pay for.
Okay. In September... Warhammer Chaos Bane is available in September. Malacca is available in September. This is Games with Gold, by the way. And Zone of the Enders HD Collection. Wow! If you'd like to get your Enders HD, get in there. Samurai Showdown 2 is also available in the late part of September. That will be the 16th to the 30th.
Is that it?
And Eat Hitman 2 on your PS4. All you can eat, by the way, is only on PS5.
And that is Overcooked 1 and 2.
I'm not going there.
Yeah, it's Overcooked 1 and 2 and all the DLC.
Oh. And Predator Hunting Grounds on PS4. Twitch Prime Games, they're a thing. And Stadia Pro, they're a thing. Epic Game Stores, you've got Auto, My Chef, Saints Row the Third Remastered. I like a bit of Saints Row. I can't wait to play Saints Row again. I didn't like to have flying. It kind of killed the cars altogether. And Until September the 2nd, is that a game or is that when it's available too?
That's when we're available to.
So that's it. Yes, Twitch Prime, I'll quickly rattle through them. Knockout City, Sam and Max, Hit the Road, Jack, Candleman, The Complete Journey. I like the look of Candleman. That looks like a nice little game. Puzzle Agent, Secret Files 2, Paratus Cortis, Tools Up, and Unmemory. And the fantastic, not-to-be-forgotten Stadia Pro has Darksiders 2, Little Big Workshop, and Wave Break. Fabulous games you can almost get for free. And Martin,
I've just seen it.
Martin, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Well played, well played.
So those are the games you can almost get for free.
Yes. I honestly love our audience and hate them right now. Yeah. All right, let's dive into what we have been playing. I'm going to start first. Okay. Psychonauts 2, continue to play through this game, very much enjoying it. I will say my one biggest complaint about the game is its map. It is horrible. I don't think I've seen a worse map for an in-game like map to navigate. But fortunately, if you can kind of get a general sense of where you need to go, there are enough big signs that it's easy enough to navigate. So you can get by. Again, not the best map in the world, but everything else within that game, top-notch, fantastic, and very much enjoying Psychonauts 2. Let's talk about Aliens, guys.
Aliens, yeah. It's a game.
Aliens it's Fireteam Elite. We all got on together for the first time after a bit of a struggle.
After a lot of swearing from Robin. Bastards.
Okay, so I'm an Aliens fan, right? Aliens Colonial Marines is a fantastic game. All things Aliens.
It is not a fantastic game. It is a good attempt, Robin. I will give them that. Aliens Colonial Marines was a good attempt at a good Aliens game. However,
execution
was horrible.
Okay. No. Some of the complaints you had, the aliens were too easy to kill. Okay? In this game, the aliens are so easy to kill. They are gun fodder. They keep coming. It's the same thing. You played it on too easy. It didn't look good, but I played it on too easy.
No, that is incorrect. Anyway.
I'm misunderstood. Anyway, we got together. You talk first. I'll chip in.
It's a good Aliens game. I think that's the takeaway here. It is a good Aliens game. It is absolutely best and better in co-op. You can play through it, you know, at solo. You will be assigned to AI bots, Alpha and Beta. which, you know, they are serviceable AI, not the greatest, but they will, for the most part, do what you need them to do, which is be additional guns for you. I think they will revive you if you get if you get down. But again, they're not, you know, they're not going to replace human players. That being said, I love the progression. I love the additional weapons you can pick up. There's the visual and audio cues of the Aliens series are all present in the game.
It's very atmospheric.
Very atmospheric. And I think that's really what I think I like a lot about the game. And I will concede this to you, Al, that Aliens Colonial Marines also had some good atmospheric elements to it. But the execution here from an Aliens standpoint, and what I mean by that is the movie Aliens, you are a Marine with a weapon and you are there to go through missions, and you have you know, you're facing the hordes of the aliens. But the aliens here, while yes, they do run at you, similar to what, you know, you could say in Aliens Colonial Marines, I think the difference here is in Aliens Colonial Marines, certain aliens were very much just obviously running at you with no kind of counter moves. But in this game,
drop your linen.
Exactly. In this game, when the aliens are coming at you, they do actually take some defensive maneuvers in terms of dodging left and right and trying to avoid firing, and also some fantastic animations of, like, when you hit them as they're running, they will fall over kind of stumbling, and they do that tumble, which you see in the movies.
And the twitch as well when they're dead, they're just, like, twitching for a bit.
So all of that, to me, just really works well. And I think as we are playing, you know, you have a little bit of fun, you know, or at least I did, of, you know, just kind of, you know, popping off some alien soundbite, you know, comments here and there.
Express elevator to hell.
Exactly. But yeah, you do it.
Do you know what? For me, Greg, it was, yes, the game's good and it's Aliens. All right. So it is a corridor shooter. You're sort of, you know, running around. Some bastard kept on rushing ahead. Okay.
someone kept activating the missions before we were set up with sentry guns.
So, if I was playing that by myself, there was lots of little offshoot, you know, corridors and stuff. We weren't really exploring those, and I know there wasn't much there.
Well, we were before you joined us.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I did run ahead.
There are collectibles.
Robin was the ultimate Leroy Jenkins. I mean, he just was down the corridor, running off ahead, and then at one point, it was kind of funny because one of the very first missions, there's a little bit of a lead up to your first encounter with the aliens. And so Mark and I are just hanging back. We're letting Robin just sprint ahead and we're just waiting. And we knew kind of when it would happen. And sure enough, the aliens start pouring out of the ceiling all around Robin. And we're just sitting there, both of us just watching, not shooting, not doing anything, just watching Robin dealing with all the aliens, trying to run back. But, you know, again, it takes teamwork. There is teamwork is necessary, setting up your defenses when you do have those moments of having to survive the waves.
Game over, man.
And it does have a difficulty increase with more human players, I've noticed.
Yes, that is one thing. So on standard difficulty, once you start adding in additional human players, it will up the ante in terms of the alien side. So we definitely noticed the increase of aliens. And ultimately, you know, one of the things that I think makes the aliens difficult is it is numbers. It is, you know, you start running out of ammo. You start, you know, resource scarcity becomes a problem.
I don't know. I only needed to know one thing.
I only need to know one thing. Where they are.
See, I was there, man. I was shooting those boys everywhere. I mean, one of the big things jumped in my head, and I was like, oh, dear. And
there's varying degrees of aliens. There's the normal little grunts what run at you and just swarm you. There are what's called exploders, which are the yellow, like, toxic, glowing-headed ones. They will explode in acid when you kill them. There are pouncers, which will hide in certain areas and they'll jump on you. That's what me and Greg were waiting for when Robin went running ahead. And sure enough, one of them pounced on him. And then you start getting into the bigger ones. Well, you get a spitter, and the spitters are quite clever because they will
Nobody
hide
likes
and cover.
A spitter.
No, Greg wants them to swallow, but they won't do that. They just want to spit. And then you get the elites, which
you
have a
bitch.
Full size. Yeah, you bitch aliens. Yeah, and they are fucking tough.
Yeah. And mind you, there very well may be more variants. This is as far as we've gotten.
We haven't seen a face hugger yet.
We haven't seen a face hugger yet. Yep. And by the way, Lord mentions it sounds like this reminds a lot of Gears. Absolutely agree. There is a kind of that horde vibe to this. In the game.
Noises, the perfect recreation of the machine gun, aliens coming and the music, and it is that they do get that aliens vibe really, really well. It's a good atmosphere. Yeah. With that last mission with that big horde, we had to get onto the drop ship and we were all getting attacked from every fucking angle. It was like the end of it, you know. And it was like two of us were dying, and one of us had like a 1% life left. And you got on, we don't even know how we did it, but we just did it. And I was, oh my god, I'm exhausted.
It was glorious.
I was like, it was as if I was making love to you. I was spent, I was done. I was ready for the sergeant's big cigar.
Absolutely.
Got your teammates talking about it.
There's different classes as well you can play as. So I play as a medic because I think you definitely need a medic on the team because
yes, agreed.
Health packs are very scarce. You can only carry one.
Yeah.
There's a demolition guy and a tactician guy, I think.
Right.
So. We've not really tried them yet.
And
Greg
then the gunner.
Plays as a gunner. Yeah, and Robin played as a gunner.
Yeah, the gunner, I think, is the default character. I'm anxious to try the demolition character next. So I think I'm going to start working on that character. But, overall, pleasantly happy with this game. It is not a full-price game as well, so I think it goes for 40.
That was free?
$34.99 in the UK. Yeah.
Free to Robin, yes.
That's free for me as well, Robin.
Yeah, exactly. anyway, so if you are interested in a good Aliens game, this definitely fits the bill. But do know, it is going to be better in co-op. There is also, I should mention,
so if you don't have any friends, stay away.
If you don't have any friends, you're fucked. There is a horde mode that you can unlock, but you have to play through the campaign first. So they do unlock the horde mode once you get through the campaign. And the campaign missions, they very much are the same mission. So, I mean, if you're restarting it, you're going to know the areas where the aliens are going to be coming. The aliens themselves, though, still are dynamic enough that it will make it challenging. So even though the trigger points are all going to be the same, I don't think you're going to find it, you know, overly like repetitive in that regard. I think the there's a random caches of weapons you'll find. Or goodies, I guess. It's collectible stuff like skins, upgraded weapon parts, that kind of thing. Those caches do randomly generate for the level.
Well, there's like, I think it said on one of the wikis, there's 8 locations it could spawn in, and it could be any one of them 8 on each level. So it's not the same every time, so you do have to look for it. Once you get to learn all the spots, it's not too bad. There's, as well as the hidden caches, Intel collectibles.
Right.
So there's plenty to do and see.
Yeah. So, all right. So Aliens, that's me done.
Each gun levels up individually as well. And I think that is shared across all your characters as well.
Okay. Yes, so, it is. It is. So I unlocked an upgraded demolition weapon, even though I haven't been playing a demolition character yet.
Yeah, the flamethrower. Yeah.
So,
I got hairy legs.
No.
All right, Robin, what have you been playing?
I arrived home tonight after our visit to some friends who were selling one of their foster children, and that deal goes through tomorrow. And we had to go and say goodbye. And I came in and I had an hour to spare. And the beautiful, the most gorgeous ginger I know, apart from Gillian Anderson, Pete Chin, sent me The Last of Us Part 2 a long time ago. And I'd never put it into my PlayStation thing because the disc disappeared. Anyway, I did today. and I have only played like three quarters of an hour of it. So, Greg, you have played this, you know, thoroughly.
Absolutely.
He's watched it. It's not the same. So,
oh, come on. It's more realistic than you watch it. He concentrated on it. You know, you weren't using
I did give it concentration. This is true.
I got to say to you, the first hour is pretty much a movie. I mean, there is slow, no...
Yeah. There's a lot of cutscenes.
So, I've met the people, the new people. They were in a lodge, and they walked around the cliffside, and they looked down at the city, and that's where I am. I had to stop at that point. So it's not very far, indeed, at all. But it is very, very cool. It is very beautiful. There is no... With the main characters, anyway, there is no uncanny valley.
No. The facial animations are the best I have ever seen in a video game. It's just so human.
They really are top-notch. Yeah.
And I got to say, Joel is probably even better than Ellie. When he's sitting down playing the guitar, singing her that tune at the beginning, I just thought that was really, really good. The things
don't
that
get
I
too comfortable with him.
Shh, Greg, spoilers.
it's been, come on, how many years?
I didn't know. It was a shock to me. I played it a year after release, and it was still a shock to me.
So, you know, I didn't listen to any basics and stuff. Anyway, so...
Oops.
Okay. You've lost machine of thought now because I went in the morning. So, the stuff that I think about when I play games like this is deodorant, okay? not knife blocks, but, you know, she got up out of her bed and, she slept in and she'd had an argument with Joel the night before and some dirty skank girl who was going out with a guy kissed her and she had argued with somebody else who made her sandwiches the next day. But her mate knocked the door and got her up to go to work and she sort of sniffed under her arms and went, it'll do. And I went, fuck,
Yeah, but you can't exactly just go to the store and buy some more deodorant.
Well, here's the way I look at it: is that there's the
brush your teeth.
Yeah, there's the think it's very much like an oatmeal type of society. That's what I call it, where they're very all about the earth, and they make their own deodorant, they make their own soap. So there's things you can do that just are not as good, if you ask me.
But I know that she's going to be like munching carpet. And somebody might be munching her carpet. And I'm just thinking, oh, gross. And you're on a horse. And you, oh, just wash that tuna fish away. Anyway, that's what I think about. Maybe my brain is slightly
old, mackerel minge.
A different way. I don't know. But it looks beautiful. And I'm going to enjoy playing it. My PS4 sounded like a jet.
Yeah, mine did. Yeah. That means you've got to clean it out. The heat sink will be full of dust.
Yeah, I forget. Yeah.
Mine ended up shutting down. I had to strip mine down. My PS4 shut down and won't restart.
And finally, every day, I warm up with Beat Saber, and then I get into half an hour Fit XR. Wow, fuck, some of these new workouts. They're doing workouts every day. They have the beginner, the intermediate, and then the advanced workouts, and I've done a 20-minute and a 10-minute intermediate to warm up, and then this advanced one today. And fuck me, I was like that friggin' bitch. Jesus, I was like, you know, when you get the can of tuna fish, you know that smell, right? And get the water out of it. I was like that this morning. I'd done the ironing, done for Judith, done some work for myself, then done my workout, and then oh wow, such. How can you air punching? I mean, you're punching air. You know, how can that, and then up and down, and you're ducking down and going this and that. But I mean, it's friggin' hell. That's a workout. So I'm enjoying it. Not every 4 times a week at least. I'm doing that at least 4 times. Now I'm away this week, and I'm considering what I should do. I'm going to check out. Maybe tomorrow I have to go and book a hotel. I'll see if there's a gym in it. Might go to a gym.
There you go.
Or bring the VR with me. Probably better both bringing a gym, going to the gym in the hotel.
We know what you'll be doing with the VR in the hotel room, so let's not go there.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. By the way, Martin in the chat said they need a carpet cleaner.
Yeah, too right.
Yeah. All right, Last of Us 2 tastes like sea biscuit. Let's move on to Mark. Mark.
Yeah, so apart from Aliens... I've played a game which is a free-to-play game on Xbox and PlayStation.
Yes.
I've never played it before. I've not really even heard of it. But my two grandsons, well, step-grandsons, but yeah, my two grandsons wanted to play it, and my son. So we got a team of four together, and we played Rogue Company. So this is a third-person squad-based PvP shooter, a bit like... Right. Like domination type thing. There's different game modes. We just played the one where you capture the areas. It's just same okay. as domination. 4v4, there's different characters. The way the free-to-play works monetary-wise is you can buy these characters or you can just collect your in-game currency over time and unlock them that way. There's quite a few different characters you can choose from as well, and they all have different abilities. But yeah, it's quite good. I quite enjoyed it. We did quite well. We won every game, which was amazing, really, because like, there's a 9-year-old, an 8-year-old, and me and my son, and I'm like, I've never played it before. They have. Yeah, we won every game. We did really well. I really enjoyed it.
It sounds like it combines kind of that Rainbow Six Siege like characters you unlock. You know, you kind of have the core characters, you unlock them, but obviously the third person view, a little different.
Yeah. Okay.
It's good.
But yeah, I really enjoyed it. So, I think we had about four games. So yeah, definitely go back to that again. Definitely play that again. So yeah,
looks
free
good.
To play. You can't go wrong. Yeah, it does look good. Yeah. It's pretty decent. I played it on the PS5 because my hard drive's quite full on the Xbox. So I just downloaded it on the PS5. It's got a PS5 enhanced version, so it looked nice and sounded nice. So. Yeah,
did the really plan did your retrospective plan and permission come through?
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyway, that's a story for later on in Sony. The other game I've played is I wanted to start another sort of like big game. I finished Mafia Definitive Edition a week or so ago. I have started another Sony exclusive, and that is Days Gone.
Yes.
Which is the post-apocalyptic zombie virus thing with the motorbikes.
Yeah. On PC as well? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm playing it on PS5. It's a PS4 version, obviously, but on PS5, and it runs really good. So I'm only about an hour or so in. It's establishing the characters. Your main character you play is called Deacon, and you're with another motorbike, a guy called Boozer, I think. And you come across various sort of like characters in the opening bit, and it's like leading up, explaining what's going on, sort of thing. It's a bit slow, but it's not too bad. The shoot mechanics are pretty good. I don't like the weapon selection yet, how you craft as well. It's like your weapon wheel, but you keep it pressing, it like doubles out again as like a second weapon wheel. But yeah, the weapons are pretty decent. This is the one where the famous E3 video where he goes under the car engine and takes an oil filter off and screws it onto his gun for a silencer.
Right.
That's still in the game. It's still a thing. So you can still open bonnets and collect scrap, and then you use the scrap for crafting, like arrows and stuff.
And if I remember correctly, your motorbike itself is kind of a very big, important component to the game.
Yeah, without spoiling it, something happens to your motorbike. I've just got to that stage now, so that's how early in the game I am.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, when like some games like Star Wars, you start off badass and then you're stripped back and you have to start from scratch, sort of thing. I'm at that stage now. I've just started from scratch, sort of thing. My colleague,
like George and Miller.
My motorbike buddy's injured, so I've got to go alone in the world now and retrieve certain things. So yeah, it's pretty good. The graphics are good. The enemies so far are not too taxing. There's both human and zombie elements to the enemies. Not a lot to say really, because like I said, I'm only about an hour or so in. So I'll have more to say on it next week, hopefully. But yeah, so far so good.
Yeah, as I recall, I mean. I know Days Gone got kind of middling reviews. It wasn't like highly reviewed.
Yeah.
But I never really had an issue with it, other than there was a weird like transition. They would do like a video transition from a cutscene into control, but it would like fade to black and then come back out of it into
Yeah.
And I always was like, why are they doing that weird transition? Why not just
Have you hop on? Last of Us do it perfectly, where you just transition from cutscene to gameplay to cutscene. Yeah, right. Yeah, this has got that fade to black. I don't know why.
Yeah, there was some fantastic scenes in it where, like, those hordes of zombies. I remember running at you.
Yeah.
That looked really good, the clever stuff, you know?
Yeah, you can use the environment to your advantage as well. So, yeah, so far so good. So, yeah, I'll have more to report on it next week, hopefully.
Cool. Well, I guess that does it then for the games we have been playing. So, let's dive into, I suppose, a little bit of the news.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, so we're going to lead off with probably the biggest, well, I don't know if this is the biggest story of the week or not. It's the most controversial story of the week. Let's just put it that way. So, Sony officially has backpedaled away from their Horizon Forbidden West upgrade path reveal. So if you're not familiar with what had happened, basically about a week back, Sony had revealed that for the Horizon Forbidden West, is it a DLC game or is it a standalone?
No, it's a new game.
Okay, so it's now standalone.
Yeah.
So standalone.
It's basically Horizon 2.
Right. So that standalone game is coming in February, and they said basically that the only way you can get the PS5 version is to buy the PS5 version. If you own the PS4 version, there's no upgrade path, and that you just need to buy the new version. And there was, I believe, if I recall correctly, the one pathway to do that was if you had bought the PS4 like Ultra Deluxe Edition. Yeah, and that would allow you to upgrade to the PS5, but that was the only way you could do it other than buying the new game. Of course, that went over horribly with most PlayStation fans. Not all, because there were, oddly, some very diehard Sony fans that were defending this as though it was okay.
Look, you know what, Greg? As Uncle Joe said, Sony were asking people to clap for it.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Yep, indeed, they did. Clap for it. Yes, this is fantastic. I love it. Sony are so good to us. Clap for it, stupid bastards. Well, pays more money.
The good news is that the actual angry voices were heard, and Sony has since then turned that around, and so they put this announcement out. I want to say it was Friday. They said, and I should point out, and this is probably where the big controversy comes in. Not so much that they had this PS5, PS4 upgrade path, because we've seen that already this generation. But when Sony first was launching the PS5, they had stated that there were a few launch window games, and Horizon Forbidden West was included in that, that would be free to upgrade to the PS5 version. That was actually written into their PS5 blog. And so then for them to come out and say, oh, no, sorry, there's no PS4 to PS5 upgrade version, free version, it's you have to pay for it. That's where the big hubbub came in. Yeah. So Sony has now made this statement. Last year, we made a commitment to deliver free upgrades for our cross-gen launch titles, which included Horizon Forbidden West. While the pandemic's profound impact pushed for Forbidden West out of the launch window, we initially envisioned we will stand by our offer. Players who purchase Horizon Forbidden West on PS4 will be able to upgrade to the PlayStation 5 version for free. So that was the big thing. It's like they delayed the game, and because they delayed the game, then suddenly they were like, well, no, we're not going to offer it up for free. Well, cooler heads came through, smarter heads at least, and they now are standing by that upgrade.
Well, what Sony need to do now is they need to do that for all their games, because Microsoft Smart Delivery is pissing all over Sony. Like,
yeah,
don't get me wrong,
I'm
impressed with the PS5. I love the PS5. It's a great piece of kit. But I sort of like game share with my nephew, and he owns Spider-Man PS4 version, and he owns Ghost of Tsushima PS4 version. Can you play the PS5 version of that? No, you have to pay £70 for that. So That sucks donkey dick, in my view. Sony have got that wrong. It should be a free upgrade path for all their games, just like Microsoft do.
I do think...
They should be free, Mark. Why should they do all that extra work for free? Why should you just by pressing
Control H for HDR?
There is an upgrade path, I think, Microsoft for Ghost of Tsushima. I could be wrong. I believe it's like a $10 upgrade.
These games are so much better. They're worth paying for,
Mark.
You
have to buy the director's cut, Greg, which is, again, a full purchase.
Okay. All right. My bad. Look, I don't think this tactic is going to change. Sony is all in on $70 games for their games. And in fairness to Sony, they put out very high quality games.
So just
I'm not trying to defend it, but
if you had to buy Gears 5 again for the Xbox Series X, if you had to buy Halo again for the Xbox Series X Master Chief Collection, if you had to buy all those X enhanced games again, you wouldn't be very happy.
I mean, there's fundamental differences in the approach these companies have made. And you know, Sony, back when they said, we believe in generations, I think that was Sean, wasn't Sean Layden? Or was it?
I didn't like that.
But he was talking about Star Trek.
But, you know, believe in generations. And the reason why they believe in generations is because they want that cutoff. They want to force you into the next generation. And buying the hardware, buying the new software, they don't want things carrying forward. And it is a very fundamentally different approach. Microsoft is very much trying to just create an ecosystem that you could play on any kind of hardware as long as it's in the ecosystem of the Xbox. So they have cloud gaming now on the older generation consoles. You literally can cloud stream new games that are designed for the Series X that you fundamentally couldn't play on an Xbox One or One X, but you can now with that streaming tech. And that's part of their plan, their path, and their path is getting you into Game Pass. That's their vision. Sony's vision is still very much buy the hardware, buy the software for that platform.
I don't know. I mean, they're talking about my generation. Like, you know, people are trying to put us down just because we're getting around, but, you know, things they do are awful. I hope I die before I get old. This is my generation.
Thanks, Joe. All right. Let's move on. THQ Nordic announced they will have a game event coming up on September 17th. They will be announcing 6 new games at this event. And if you're familiar with Jeff Keighley and what he did at Gamescom with Opening Night Live, then you're going to be very familiar with this kind of format. So he will be hosting this again. It'll start at 3 p.m. Eastern time on September 17th. And, of course, you'll be able to watch it on Twitch and YouTube and even Steam, apparently. So there you go. And part of that, they have 6 new games to announce. They also are going to be covering the RPGs Elex 2.
God, I still haven't played Elex 1.
Expeditions Rome. Yeah. Well, the original Elex, it had some issues. It had some really good, fundamentally core things that were cool, but it had some issues. Let's be honest.
Did you finish it? No.
Oh God, no, no. I've been tempted to try and re-download to play, but I just it's in the back now. It's behind me. I don't look back. But yeah, so THQ. I'm interested to see what they put forward. You know, they've been kind of one of those interesting.
Some decent stuff.
Yeah. And then just wrapping things up. So, Sony pushed this news out before they made the Horizon Forbidden West announcement, but that they will be hosting a PlayStation showcase on September 9th. So pretty excited for that to see what new Sony might bring to the table. It will be roughly 40 minutes in length. It will feature first party and third party games. The next Mass Effect game. Oh, interesting. Okay, so we've got some job listing news as well. But so the Sony thing on its own, September 9th, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern. So I think that's what, 9 o'clock your time?
Yeah, 9 p.m. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that is a separate story, Greg.
Yes.
So Mass Effect, the new Mass Effect 5 game. It's been reported now through some job listings that they're going to drop the Frostbite engine, which was what they use for Andromeda. And if you remember, one of the problems, Andromeda, by the way, is a fabulous game, but it was badly received at the beginning because faces were 2 feet to the left and stuff like that. It was really, really bad for a month. So they're not going to take that risk with the Frostbite engine, and they're going to use the tried and tested Unreal Engine for Massive.
Which is weird, by the way, just because the Frostbite engine, it's been around for a while now. I mean, Battlefield uses it to very good success. How is it that EA can't get this?
It's not as user-friendly as the other engines, is it?
I've heard developers say that
it's really hard to program. There's only really EA DICE who have got the skills to make it do what they want it to do.
I guess that makes sense.
Well, I suppose it's nice to see that they're working on Mass Effect 5 as well.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's the hidden, nice, message there.
Yeah.
So there you go. New Mass Effect game is at some point in the future. We'll find out about that. All right. Well, I guess that covers the news, but we could talk about new releases coming up.
Could we?
Robin. I think you should talk about this.
Okay. Well, from the 29th of August to the 4th of September.
Nope. Sorry, Robin. That is incorrect. From the 5th of September to the 11th. I got you covered, though. I've updated all the games properly.
Okay, thank you very much. Is Chernobyl Blight? Yeah, it's a thing. It's on a PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One. Encased is on PC from the 7th of September. Fist Forged in Shadow Torch. Fist.
Make it right. You gotta have the little.
That's on the PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4. Don't buy it the PlayStation 4 if you want an upgrade. And Blood Rain Betrayal. It's Fresh Bites on PlayStation everything, and Sonic Colors Ultimate is on everything, and it's also on the 7th of September. The Artful Escape is on everything apart from those things that don't upgrade. It's on September the 9th. Inked, A Tale of Love is on PlayStation 4, not 5, and Xbox One on September the 10th. Kraken Academy for PC is on September the 10th. Life is Strange, True Colors. I have a bit of catching up to do here. It's on pretty much everything, including Stadia. It's on September the 10th as well. Lost in Random is on pretty much everything on September the 10th. NBA 2K22. 2K22. That's good. That's a
bastard ball game.
That's a bastard game. Also true, Robin. Most people refer to many NBA players as bastards.
And it's on everything. They're cashing in. Port Royal 4 is on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X on September the 10th. And Tales of Arise, it's on everything as well. And WarioWare, Get On Together, it's on the Switch on September the 10th. Absolutely superb.
Or WarioWare, Get It Together.
Yeah, well, do you know what's nice about this list? Okay. Get it on. What's nice about this list is things are actually happening again. This list is very, very small of late. And it wasn't just the summer. It was people dying left, right, and center. So
I would just like to point out, I robin'd Robin. Yeah. It's WarioWare Get It Together.
Yeah, but that wasn't a really good one, was it? It was like, if you had a WarioWare gets it in a source. That might have been something I might have read out. Look, the whole idea of changing the words, Greg, is you make it like some sort of sexual thing. You just
did I not do that? Get it on together. Come on.
You just don't add a comma, Greg.
I didn't add a comma. I added a full word, you bastard. I don't like you. I don't like you. La, 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 la. Okay, we're moving on.
Oh, boy.
Hey, victory's achieved, Robin. You can do this in your normal voice if you want, or not.
No, you need to fill for a second.
I need to fill. All right.
Yeah.
I can't fill Phil because Phil is a big man. He really is.
He's not big. Is he really?
He's got a big head. He does. It's enormous. It's a lot of brain in there. It's a lot of brain in that head. All right. Well, you know what? What we should do right now, Mark.
Yes.
Let's shout out the chat. Let's do that. Let's give some praise to our shatters because we've had quite a few They've been commenting away. It's been fun to watch. I've ignored most of it, unfortunately.
All right. So we've got Boomer in there, Martin, Lord, my fellow Yorkshireman. We had I'm Rick in there earlier. We've got someone called Academy Impossible. We've got Hoss. And we've got C-Quart or something. I might be saying that wrong. C-Quart. C-Q-A-R-T. The Art of the Close Combat Quarters. Whatever, I don't know. Fucking hell.
Do you know what? Victory Achieved this week is unbelievable. Now, Victory Achieved is this thing that you play do. It's a draw. We give you money.
Real quickly, did we shout out Jay as well? Did we get Jay
in there? Yeah, JB was in there as well, yeah.
How can we forget about Jay? Come on, Jay. Jay.
Hey, all hail Jay.
Moving on.
Yeah, so Victory Achieved, when you finish a game, to the credits at the back, you know, you complete to find out the story, what happens with the carpet muncher, does she live, does she die, whatever, does she end up cleaning her munge? Well, when you complete that and take a photograph, you tweet that off to @OC_podcast or put it on our WhatsApp group. You can join in the WhatsApp group, by the way. Just ask Mark. He'll tell you how to do it. Once every 3 months, we do a draw and you win money. And this week, it just warms my heart to see that Hardly Dan, he finished Psychonauts 2. And he trimmed his beard, and it's wonderful, it's beautiful. So you are the man this week.
He is the man.
And, you know, for you, Greg will get on his knees and he will sing you a happy tune live.
No.
Okay.
Right, well, pre-recorded then. Here we go.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. A victory's achieved.
And many people have liked his tweet.
Yeah, I'm not allowed, by the way, to sing that anymore. I almost went to the hospital for that last time, so.
The neighborhood association came around. Did they find out what the hell's going on?
Yeah, pitchforks, knives, torches, the whole nine yards.
Karen!
Yeah, it's bad.
Karen!
All right. I guess we're kind of at that point. We have some closing shout-outs to do. I have an important shout-out, so I'm going to start it, and then we'll circle back to me to finish things off. I'm gonna take the lead here. Gentleman is recognized on the floor.
Okay.
So, play it.
Not recognized.
Thank you. All right, so yesterday we get the mail, and I had a very large envelope in the mail.
Another burrito blanket?
No, this was an envelope, a postal envelope, large in size. I was like, okay, interesting. And I don't see any return address on it. I just addressed to me, and I'm feeling it, and it feels like there's something in it. I couldn't quite figure out what it was, but I'm like, all right, fine. So I open it up, and in it, I discover an envelope of pictures.
Ooh.
And at this point, now I'm getting a little nervous because random people sending me pictures I had missed that there was a letter inside that big envelope as well because I found the pictures.
Tension.
So the pictures. And there are numerous ones, which I will share in a moment after I read this letter, are of our good friend Gary Lieber.
Oh, wow.
So this was from Gary's mom.
Oh.
And so, dear Greg and the VG Hub community, please accept my apologies for not responding sooner. I've had some health issues and just came out of the hospital. It's completely fine, by the way. We are more than okay with that. But this is no excuse for not writing sooner. I feel so blessed to have so many of the gaming community to reach out to, to reach out and console us in every way possible. For me and the family, the Extra Life charity was the absolute honor. This is going to be hard for me to get through, I think. It was the absolute honor in Gary's name. I loved going with him on his ritual the day before the event. He had to have certain items for breaks and energy to get through the day-long event. God, is that not true? I do the same thing myself. He said this was his passion to help children. He would have been a wonderful father. To open the package and see the medal, the tears began to flow as they are now. Please continue the good that you all do with Extra Life. So you know the medal is on a shelf right by Gary in its place of honor. So I imagine, yeah. I do know a few of Gary's friends, and the trip to the UK was something I'm so happy he got to do, for we never knew God had other plans. Gary loved gaming and his friends. Of course, he would fall asleep in the chair while gaming, plus everyone would hear the snoring. At times, he would fall out of the chair a few times, just sleep right there because he was so exhausted. You do know he loved his dog, which I have Snow and his brother Kevin took Buddy. I'm not quite sure that this part. I'm assuming those are the dogs' names. He had a few dogs.
Snow for definite, yeah.
Buddy apparently had some health issues, which ended up taking his life after many veterinarian visits. My son had to do the most difficult thing anyone could do to let Buddy go to heaven with Gary, which he just did. So we're sorry to hear, but obviously Buddy is with Gary now. I wish I could meet all of you and just have story swapping of days gone by with Gary. Gary was wonderful, funny, yes, a headstrong individual, which we all loved. He was born the day before my birthday, which made the connection even stronger. So much for my rambling. Again, I cannot thank you enough, and will treasure the medal, plus all of the good each of you have accomplished. If you ever do this again, please let me know, because I have always donated to Extra Life. As long as you all have the memories of Gary, he has never gone or far away. He did care for each and every one of you more than you know. I've enclosed a few photos of Gary for you. If you ever have a chance to get into Virginia Beach or Williamsburg, just please feel free to reach out to us. We live in Newport News, Virginia. So there we go. With sincere appreciation and love for each and every one of you, John, Kathy, Kevin, and Sean Lever. So,
what a lovely letter to do.
Absolutely.
Take time and track you down and get that sorted.
Yeah, it was quite the shock when it hit. Yeah. So I'll just put these up real quickly to the screen, and it'll be a little hard to see. But so there was the first picture. This is probably my favorite picture because Pete is in the background looking just absolutely
Yeah.
And of course Gary looking very stylish in the sunglasses.
That's him with Dan. Down
at Devon, yeah.
Surfing. He went surfing with Dan.
And here is Gary with his mother.
Oh.
I'm assuming that's his mother. Otherwise, it's an interesting hookup. Gary at a Penguins game. I love that he loved hockey. I hate the fact that he liked the Penguins, but that's okay.
Good luck.
And with one of his dogs, I'm assuming this is Snow.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. And this was Buddy. I think an image we all know well from GX.
The big sword.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then finally, just a great image to end on.
Brilliant.
So there we go. Brilliant. We miss you, Gary. We miss you. So try and follow that up, Mark.
I can't. A big shout out to Gary's mum, Kathy, and the rest of Gary's family. Just putting the time and effort into doing that, it just makes us know it's worthwhile what we're doing to like keep Gary's memory alive. So yeah, so I really appreciate that. I'm filling up now. Fuck. I want to shout out John Wilson on a more sort of like brighter note. John Wilson sent me a text message today. His daughter's got a new tablet, and she's got a game on this tablet. And when she opens the tablet up, the game, this is the music it plays. If it'll please load. Recognise that music?
We do not. We can't hear nothing.
Do you want to sing it?
Here we go!
It's our theme tune.
alright, okay, alright.
Well, her is his daughter in the background.
So can we take him to court?
I said I'm going to file a copyright claim and put, oh no, hang on. No, it's royalty-free music. And then John's put, it made me laugh. I just wanted to start saying, he sits down all day and let's do this. So, yeah, so those are my shout-outs this week. Over to Robin.
Yeah, okay. Again, thanks for the show. It's nice to sit here without the pressure of pressing buttons and doing stuff. I still managed to mess things up. To all the team, to all the guys, say hi. The people in the chat, thank you. You make our lives wonderful. Martin, thanks very much for that invitation round for dinner. I can't wait to see your new table. And, yeah, guys, have a safe and wonderful week. Greg, take us home.
All right. Well, thank you to the two of you. Always a pleasure, whether chatting with you in the podcast or in the OC podcast fire team. Just loads of fun. Shout out to all of the listeners and the people in the chat. As Robin said, it absolutely is our pleasure to just hang out and have some fun. So come back, join us next week. We'll be doing the same thing. Might be a different cast of characters, but it's always roughly the same overall theme. And, you know, of course, a shout out to Gary's family. Thank you for sending that over to us. Definitely made my day, and I hope it makes everybody else's day knowing we made just a bit of a difference in a very positive way in their lives, and obviously in children's lives because of what we did with Extra Life. So that's all good. I'm sure there's other shout outs I can do, but for now, let's just wrap it up and let's go home. Let's go play some Fire Team.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.